98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. House rejects a bill that would avert a government shutdown. We have the story.
Harris and Trump concentrate their campaigns on battleground states. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
Wichita police are investigating what is called a suspicious death. Around 10:45 last night, a woman's body was found in an abandoned building in the 800 block of South Water. No more information was immediately available. Textron Aviation's highly anticipated best and final contract offer to its local machinist union workers is now out, and it includes a 26% wage increase over the life of the four-year proposed deal. Company announced late Wednesday that it had presented the offer to the union negotiating committee of District 70, Lodge 774 of the International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers. Now, Saturday, members will decide whether to approve the contract and then vote on whether to strike if the contract is rejected. Strike vote requires two-thirds approval. The union's four-year contract expires Sunday.
More than a dozen House Republicans joined Democrats rejecting a GOP plan to prevent a government shutdown.
House Speaker Mike Johnson's bill to keep the government funded through March rejected in a 202 to 220 vote, with two members voting present.
The bill is not passed.
14 Republicans voting against the measure, three Democrats for it.
I'm disappointed. I know this was the right thing to do, and I think the American people are going to let a lot of the folks that voted no tonight hear their concerns about it.
Speaker Johnson accusing Democrats of voting against election security. The package included the SAVE Act, a measure requiring proof of U.S. citizenship when registering to vote in national elections. Democrats want funding without voting registration requirements, noting it's already illegal for non-citizens to vote. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Congress has until the end of the month to pass a spending bill or a continuing resolution to avert a government shutdown.
Former President Donald Trump held a rally in New York as he hits the campaign trail just days after an apparent assassination attempt in Florida.
Former President Trump began his remarks on Long Island, pledging to do something not done since Ronald Reagan 40 years ago.
We are going to win New York.
The former president then talked about the apparent assassination attempt this past Sunday, thanking the Secret Service for protecting him, and also claiming, for a second time,
God has now spared my life. It must have been God. Thank you.
In addition to promising tax cuts, he also said he plans to bring back an emphasis on religion in America. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
We're learning more about the city of Wichita's ransomware attack back in May. City officials say the attack was focused on retrieving data from the Wichita Police Department. Online services relating to city government in Wichita were put on hold following that security breach. City Manager Bob Layton says the attack was confined to the police department.
We believe that there were about 77,000 cases that were in the system at the time of the cyber attack. And we don't know if all of those cases were accessed, but that would have been the total number of cases.
Although the city doesn't know specifically whose information may have been stolen, anyone in the criminal database at the time could be affected. That does include anyone who received a traffic ticket, anyone who was a victim of a crime, as well as those who were being investigated for a crime or violation.
Health officials are warning that an increase in whooping cough in Kansas, as of September 13th, there were 98 cases reported. Now, that's more than double the number reported this time last year. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment is asking health care providers to look for patients showing symptoms and to make sure their patients are up to date on vaccinations.
After two waves of explosions in 2 days targeted Hezbollah militants, there's new uncertainty for the Middle East.
First pagers, then walkie-talkies belonging to Hezbollah exploded across Lebanon. The deaths of children in particular caused shock and anger. Israel hasn't commented, but a senior U.S. official has confirmed to Fox that it was an Israeli operation. For Iran-backed Hezbollah, considered a terror group by the U.S. and others, it's a huge blow to their communications network. Hezbollah's probably the best-armed non-state military force in the world, and it's vowed revenge. For its part, Israel has been hinting at a ground operation in Lebanon. It's another dangerous moment for the region. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
KNSS News, I'm now 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Happy birthday today to a huge Wichita sports legend. We'll talk to you about that coming up in sports.
The Norman, Oklahoma City Council has approved a plan for a $1.1 billion entertainment district. That story and more just ahead on the KNSS Morning News. KNSS News Time now, 8:08, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock. The Norman, Oklahoma City Council has approved a plan for a $1.1 billion entertainment district. That would include a new arena for Oklahoma University basketball and gymnastics. The city council voted 5-4 after midnight Wednesday for the district that, in addition to Oklahoma athletics, would host concerts, trade shows, meetings, graduations, and other events. Residents can still call for a referendum, which would lead to a public vote.
A 30-year-old tourist has died after losing her leg in a shark attack off the Canary Islands.
The German woman was swimming next to a catamaran when the shark attacked. Emergency crews had to fly 320 miles to the spot of the attack to evacuate her, but she died in the helicopter while en route to the hospital. Shark attacks are rare in the waters where this one occurred. In fact, there are only 6 confirmed shark-related incidents in Spain's history. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
A woman from New Hampshire, the latest example of why hikers should stay on the trails while visiting national parks.
This 60-year-old woman decided to stray from the trail near the Old Faithful Geyser in Yellowstone National Park on Monday. Park officials says the woman, her husband, and their dog went off trail near the Mallard Lake trailhead when she broke through a thin layer of crust and fell into scalding hot thermal water. She had to be flown to Eastern Idaho Regional Medical Center with second and third degree burns to her leg. She might actually be quite lucky, though, as the National Park Service says at least 22 people have died from hot spring-related injuries in and around the park since 1890. John Saucier, Fox News.
A longtime Sedgwick County employee is retiring. At Wednesday's Sedgwick County Commission meeting, the board recognized Lisa Korf, who is retiring after 25 years. Chairman Ryan Beatty commented,
You have earned it in a way, and you have made this such an enjoyable experience to work in that office. And we honor you today. We're deeply, deeply, deeply grateful for you and your service.
Lisa Korf began working for Sedgwick County in the Board of County Commission office on July 19th, 1999. KNSS News Time now, 8:10, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock.
And a traffic slowdown. We had a traffic accident. This is at Kellogg and 151st West. So between the Wichita and Goddard areas there. It really is affecting westbound traffic, but eastbound's running a little slow there too. So just something to be aware of. We also have a traffic accident. This is on I-135. And it is just north of Central on I-135 southbound. Watch for a slowdown. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Now the forecast with meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
Thursday brings us a 20% chance of showers and storms, mainly late around this afternoon and evening. An isolated strong to severe storm can't be ruled out. Otherwise, partly cloudy skies, very warm, high of 97 degrees with a southerly breeze at 10 to 25 miles an hour. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ron L. Williams.
Now partly cloudy, 73 degrees, south wind at 15 miles per hour. At Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Today is Thursday, September 19th. Yesterday, we had, after the morning rain, had a sunny day across South Central Kansas. The high got up to 92. Normal high for the date is 83. And for the first time in, 18 days, we had measurable precipitation. 0.09, 900ths of an inch of rain at Eisenhower Airport. That's under a tenth of an inch. But we got some.
But it was some. Yeah.
Some. Latest on the Hezbollah exploding pager attack. It's fascinating to me, and we're going to find out about that with Fox News Radio's Jonathan Savage. Good morning, Jonathan.
Good morning.
Apparently there's been, a second wave of these devices exploding, right?
Yeah, that's right. The first wave was on Tuesday when thousands of pagers detonated across Lebanon. And then yesterday, while the Lebanese people were still reeling from that, walkie-talkies started to explode as well. We're told that 37 people at least have died, including two children, and thousands more have been injured. I was just reading testimony from a doctor in Lebanon who says he's extracted more eyes in the last 2 days than he had in his entire career before then. Now, Israel is accused of carrying out this attack, targeting Hezbollah militants. The armed group has been using pagers and walkie-talkies as their main method of communication for some time. Israel hasn't commented, but Hezbollah has promised revenge.
Well, who else would it be? I mean, not too many others you can think of. But hey, I'm just curious about this. You've got somehow or other, it looks to me like, or my logic tells me that somehow or other, somebody had to get these explosive devices, make them into explosive devices. They had to put something into these the devices to blow up. Isn't that correct?
Yeah, that's right. And what we seem to understand at this point is that it was about a year ago when Hezbollah decided they didn't want to use phones anymore. The leader said that phones were more dangerous than Israeli spies. But essentially, in doing so, he broadcasted that they were going to use pagers and walkie-talkies, or certainly less sophisticated technology. And that meant that they had to source them. And 5 months ago, Hezbollah imported large numbers of pagers and walkie-talkies. But by the time they got to Lebanon, it appears as though the Israeli security service had intercepted them and inserted small amounts of explosive material within this new batch of pagers, and also figured out how to detonate them simultaneously.
Wow. And of course, obviously there's enough explosives there, or enough explosive power to kill somebody, especially if you've got that thing up to your ear or something, right?
Yeah, absolutely. These are things that are normally carried very close to the body, or you pick it up and hold it close to your face when a message comes in. A walkie-talkie, obviously, you hold close to your face and your head as well. Very dangerous situation. So that's one aspect of this, the injuries and the death. The other is that it has had a devastating effect on Hezbollah's communications network. This is how they talk to each other, how they made plans, how they conducted operations, and that is something that Israel was clearly trying to interfere with.
Yeah, that's true. And there's the collateral damage. There have been other people other than Hezbollah that have been hurt and killed.
Yeah, I mean, people in Lebanon are struggling to sort of come to terms with what's happened. There's a lot of fear about what will happen next. And there is fury among ordinary Lebanese people because these explosions often happened in very public areas. There's CCTV video of explosions in supermarkets. A 10-year-old boy was yesterday buried as a result of these blasts. His father was the one who had the pager, but a message went off. The little boy picked it up, and sadly, that was the last thing he did.
Okay. Now, is Secretary Blinken in the region again to talk about a ceasefire?
Yeah, he was in Egypt yesterday, ostensibly to talk about cooperation between Egypt and the United States, but the ceasefire was something which is on the agenda, as well as what's happening in Lebanon. He said that there are 18 paragraphs in the ceasefire proposal between Israel and Hamas that's on the table. 15 have been agreed to, 15 paragraphs, and he says that what's left is down to political will, not to anything practical.
Wow. All right. Well, thank you. Appreciate it. Interesting information this morning. Fox News Radio's Jonathan Savage reporting. And wow. I'll figure out how we finally figured out how they got the explosives into the devices. Well, they were shipped when they were being shipped. Apparently, somebody got in there and did it. Had a lot of devices and a lot of, spy work going on there. Intelligence work. It's coming up on 8:16, 8:17, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS, and it is sports time again with Ted Woodward. Ted?
Yeah, we'll be talking football tonight, starting with college football, the weekly edition of the Chris Klieman Show with the Kansas State head coach, 6 o'clock tonight. It's on 97.5 and 1240 KFH, late game Saturday night, as 13th-ranked K-State will be on the road at BYU. Both teams are undefeated, conference opener. And that game kicks off at 9:30 p.m. Saturday night. So stay up late for the Wildcats. Get a preview tonight with Coach Klieman. This show at 6 o'clock over in KFH. After that, It is time for the beginning of a new week in the NFL. Thursday night football has rolled around. They'll be in New Jersey tonight. The New York Jets hosting the New England Patriots. Home opener for the Jets under their veteran quarterback, Aaron Rodgers. He didn't get just a few plays into the season last year on that turf before being injured for the entire year. Jets are favored at home by a touchdown. 7 o'clock tonight, Patriots-Jets on KFH. It is volleyball time. Busy volleyball time for Wichita State. Shockers have been away from home for their first 9 matches of the season. Now the Shocks get 3 home matches in 3 nights. It's the home opener at Coke Arena tonight. Shockers hosting Cal Poly at 7 o'clock this evening. It's all part of the 15th Shocker Volleyball Classic. Like we said, Shocks get three matches in 3 nights on home court at Coke Arena starting tonight with Cal Poly. Major League Baseball last night, Kansas City Royals at home at Kauffman Stadium hosting the Detroit Tigers. The Royals hoping to get a win and not get swept at home by Detroit. But that didn't happen. The Tigers won it 4-2 for the 3-game sweep, giving the Royals a 4-game losing streak. 16,000 at the game last night in Kauffman Stadium. The Royals swept at home for the first time all season long. Ugh, not a good time for that to happen. The bottom 4 hitters in the Royals lineup combined to go 1-for-15 at the plate. And the Royals lose another game in their playoff chase. KC now with a 2-game lead for the playoffs over the Detroit Tigers with 9 games to go in the season. Still, ESPN analytics say the Royals have an 89% chance to make the playoffs.
Wow.
So if they can hold on to that 2-game lead with 9 to go, it is an off day today for the Kansas City Royals as the homestand will continue. JUCO volleyball last night. Another win for Cowley College, the defending national champs. Cowley sweeping Highland 3-0 in Arkansas City last night. Cowley volleyball team, of course, undefeated national champs last year, and now a 10-0 start this season. Cowley volleyball, ranked number 1 in the nation, has now won 51 matches in a row. The Cowley men's soccer team is pretty good, too. They're ranked 4th in the nation. And Cowley at home, defeating Barton Community College 2-0. The Cowley men's soccer team on a 4-game winning streak, undefeated on the season, 6-0-1, and ranked number 4 in the nation. JUCO women's soccer. Butler Community College is ranked 6th in the nation, winning in El Dorado over Seward County 4-1 yesterday. The Butler women's soccer team has won 4 in a row. They're undefeated, 6-0-2 on the season, and they are ranked 6th in the nation. Butler women's soccer. And a couple of baseball birthdays today. The former manager of the Wichita Wranglers, Keith Champion, is 65 years old today. Managed the Wranglers in 1994. And we have a legend celebrating a birthday today. One of the great college baseball players of all time, Phil Stevenson, is 64 years old today.
Phil's having a birthday.
Born in Guthrie, Oklahoma. Legendary first baseman for the Shockers. Of course, playing for his older brother, head coach Gene Stevenson. Phil, during his college career, had a 47-game hitting streak in 1981 to set the NCAA record.
Wow.
It was later broken by Robin Ventura. Phil played 4 years in the major leagues, 57 career home runs with the Shockers, and, of course, one of the great honors ever. Collegiate baseball named Phil Stevenson one of the 3 greatest college baseball players of the 20th century.
Wow. About that, Phil.
In 1982, Phil batted .399 at the plate, led the nation with 87 stolen bases, and the Shocks, of course, finished runner-up at the College World Series. Phil Stevenson is in the Wichita Sports Hall of Fame, the Kansas Sports Hall of Fame, the Shocker Sports Hall of Fame, the Missouri Valley Conference Hall of Fame, and the National Collegiate Baseball Hall of Fame.
He's pretty, if he stole all those bases, he must be pretty fleet of foot.
Oh, he was back in the day.
In the day, yeah.
Very fast. There you go. Happy birthday to a Wichita sports legend, former Shocker baseball superstar Phil Stevenson. He is 64 today. And that's sports with Stephen Ted.
8:21 now. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Sean elaborates on Trump's dictator comment. That's on the way. Stephen Ted on KNSS.
Nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Stephen Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 8:30 on this Thursday morning, 73 degrees. One of the 5 suspects charged with killing 2 Kansas women is taking steps to separate himself from the other suspects' court appearances. 31-year-old Paul Grice has waived his right to a preliminary hearing and was given a February court date. The other four suspects will be in court for their preliminary hearings December 17th. A preliminary hearing is when the prosecutors present evidence and witnesses attempting to prove there is probable cause that a defendant committed a crime and should be tried. The bodies of Veronica Butler and Jillian Kelly were located following the initial results, initial arrests. They had been mothers and church members in their hometown of Hugoton, Kansas. Hundreds of thousands took in the Kansas State Fair in Hutchinson this year. General Manager Brian Schultz says more than 328,000 took part during the 10-day event.
We can definitely see the crowds are back. More people are coming out. People are wanting to get out and do things.
He adds the grandstand shows had their highest attendance since 2015. A body found during a Kentucky manhunt is believed to be the gunman in a highway mass shooting.
Colonel Philip Burnett Jr. with the Kentucky State Police Office of the Commissioner confirming officials found an unidentified body in Laurel County near an area where five people were shot and injured off Interstate 75 earlier this month.
We do have the articles associated with the body that we do feel is Joseph Couch.
Explaining a manhunt for Couch, the suspected shooter has concluded, but stressing the investigation is ongoing and noting an autopsy will be done to confirm. Officials say on September 7th, the 32-year-old parked near a ridge overlooking the highway, opening fire on vehicles, noting the AR-15 rifle used was purchased legally on the day of the shooting. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
The Defense POWMIA Accounting Agency announced that U.S. Army Air Force Staff Sergeant John Tarbert, killed during World War II, has been accounted for.
In late 1944, Tarbert was assigned to the 703rd Bombardment Squadron, 445th Bombardment Group, 8th Air Force in the European Theater. On September 27th, Tarbert was a waist gunner on board a B-24J Liberator and was killed in action when his plane was hit by heavy anti-aircraft fire over Bassenheim, Germany. In February 1946, the American Graves Registration Command, the organization that searched for and recovered fallen American personnel in the European theater, recovered unidentified remains from the Bassenheim Cemetery. In September 2022, Department of Defense and American Battle Monuments Commission personnel exhumed remains and transferred them to their laboratory for analysis and identification. Tarbert's name is recorded on the walls of the missing at Luxembourg American Cemetery, Luxembourg, along with others still missing from World War II. A rosette will now be placed next to his name to indicate that he has been accounted for. Tarbert will now be buried in Schuylerville, New York, on November 8th. This salute to service is brought to you by Jimmy's Family Diner, a Wichita tradition since 1987. We invite you to read more stories about veterans and active military on our webpage at knssradio.com. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Stephen, 10 of the morning, KNSS 851 here on a Thursday morning. Three big things. Textron makes a best and final offer to union workers, including a 26% wage increase over 4 years.
Two.
Good attendance reported for this year's Kansas State Fair, 328,000 over 10 days.
One.
House rejects a bill that could have averted a government shutdown. Deadline for a funding bill is September 30th. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Continue to watch for a slowdown. Cordell and Cordell traffic cameras showing that the traffic volumes are thinning out, but we do have a lane closed westbound on K-96, and that is just west of I-235 there in northwest Wichita. Just continue to watch for a slowdown. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Sunny and hot today with a high of 98 degrees. That's right, up near 100. Mostly clear tonight, the overnight low 65. Friday, mostly sunny, hot again. Tomorrow's high 94 degrees, now partly cloudy. South wind at 15 miles per hour. 73 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And on Wall Street now, the Dow is up by 370 points. It was in the positive territory by more than 400 just moments ago. And the S&P is up almost 70 points. NASDAQ is up more than 340 points right now.
In local business news from the Wichita Business Journal, a Hutchinson-based bank has gone with an internal pick for its next president. Bank of the Plains announcing that its chief risk officer, Tina Call, will become president effective New Year's Day. Gene Dykeman, current president and chief executive officer, will retain the CEO title. Bank says Call will begin the transition throughout the remainder of the year. Prior to joining Bank of the Plains in April, Call spent nearly a year at Emprise Bank as a senior operational risk officer.
Textron Aviation's highly anticipated best and final contract offer to its local machinist union workers is now out, and it includes a 26% wage increase over the life of the four-year proposed deal. The company announced late Wednesday that it had presented the offer to the Union Negotiating Committee of District 70, Local Lodge 774 of the International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers. The Local Lodge confirmed receipt of the offer on its website and on social media. A District 70 represents nearly 5,000 workers at Textron Aviation, which is the city's second largest employer, with around 10,700 full-time employees. Saturday, members will decide whether to approve the contract and then vote on whether to strike if the contract is rejected. The strike vote requires two-thirds approval. The union's four-year contract expires Sunday. Stephen Tenenbaum, that's Business Journal, Business News this morning from the Wichita Business Journal. Well, we had heard from Hatman Jack Kellogg down at the 52nd annual Walnut Valley Festival this morning.
That was special.
Yep. We had an earthquake near Danville, Kansas, down in Harper County, 3.4. But no injuries or anything reported.
We hope
from that.
None of the high rises in Danville were affected by that.
None of the big swaying buildings down there in Danville, no. Today is International Talk Like a Pirate Day. We don't know why, but it is. And if you're out and about today, you could see somebody saying something like, "Ahoy, matey," or "Avast." These are pirate words, Ted. "Aye, aye, captain."
How about that? That's just a Navy.
"Land ho." Here's one. It's about "shiver me timbers."
There's one. Yeah.
And it's actually about, that's a term for fear, or, and it's about the wood part of the ship.
Oh, okay.
International Talk Like a Pirate Day.
Not something as a native Kansan that I think about a whole lot.
Not a lot. Glenn Beck program.
Nautical terms.
Glenn Beck program coming up. And Teamsters endorsement. No Teamsters endorsement for either Harris or Trump. If you missed any of today's show or just want to listen again, go on the Odyssey app. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, Dana Lash, and news updates all day. Steve at 10 in the morning, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita.